Welcome into the Unnamed MMA Podcast. I'm Adam Abdallah. Across from me, as always, Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter at WoodOnESPN1000. Follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. No UFC event to preview this weekend. We're going to do a little bit of recapping, and then we'll play Siskel and Ebert for a little bit.
Siskel and Ebert would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, break the news dog.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the bark
we
a little
do.
Bit.
We do have a little bit of news. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, Jordan, what did you think of UFC 297? We have a new champion in Dricus du Plessis. He won split decision, and he beat Strickland, and now we have a new champion.
I didn't stay up to watch the fight. I couldn't do it. I tried. it was too late. And look, if you're not going to tally my picks now because I won't dedicate myself to watching fights live, I'm sorry. I put
in
my plays.
You can go back and watch them.
I did. I went back and watched the fight, and I scored it for Strickland. I just thought the volume and kind of, how he got out to an early lead and really the takedowns, even though du Plessis was able to secure them, weren't as impactful or meaningful to the fight. But I've got no problems with Dricus du Plessis being declared the winner. We had him as one of our selections in Fat Jack, which was not a winning night. Very disappointed, disappointed in that. Really a dumb play on the Woodson Jourdain selection, thinking that that was going to, be a finish. Two guys that are just, going to score a lot. But look, I think there's uber good matchups now for Dricus du Plessis as the middleweight champion. Definitely not a rematch. I think Sean Strickland needs to go and fight somewhere else or somebody else, not somewhere else, somebody else. And in regards to Raquel Pennington and Myra Blanda Silva, look, maybe I went out on a limb and saying Silva, but she was the favorite. I thought she was going to get the finish.
Yeah.
Raquel Pennington's been there, done that, but credit where credit's due to Rocky. She did what she does. She dirtied up the fights, got takedowns, and used cardio, as we talked about last week on the pod, that was going to be a factor, and she got the win. So if you tallied Raquel Pennington, good for you. You cashed in at plus money. But, overall, Abdallah, you said this fight card was going to be
yeah.
A little bit of an appetizer to the bigger pay-per-views that are coming
at
298, 299, and 300.
300.
So, I don't know how you did throughout the night. I cashed really big early on Jasmine Jusadivicius.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a mouthful. She was plus 540 to win by sub.
Mm-hmm.
And she won by sub in the third round. Miraculously, that fight was not stopped in the first or second round because she landed the most amount of strikes in women's bantamweight history in a three-round fight, just pummeling Cachoeira. But then, somehow she grabbed the sub and I was flowing. So then I was just throwing off bets left and right, and woke up to six consecutive plays missing. I had Silva money line, Silva TKO, so under 4.5,
loss.
Du Plessis by KO,
loss.
Du Plessis inside the distance,
loss.
Yeah, and under 4.5. So it wasn't great. Luckily,
I had Malott, right, and he's up. I'm watching.
Oh, he's up big. Yeah,
he's up big. I'm watching the live betting, and at one point Neil Magny got to plus 5,000. And I was like, I should throw $5 on this. And I didn't. It went away. And then, because I wasn't watching it live, I was going back and forth on my phone between someone that was streaming and my FanDuel app. And I was going back and forth, and I was like, all right, Malott's got this. Because that was the last leg of our parlay.
Right.
And I'm like, we got this. We got this parlay. And then I'm like, oh, man, I should hedge. I should throw $5 on Magny at plus 5,000.
Right, exactly.
And then it went away. And then I go back to the stream and watch him knock Malott out. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me?
Just missed. Yeah.
At plus 5,000. It's $5, but still, that's a decent payout.
Exactly, and especially on the hedge.
Yeah.
You're on your way to that parlay.
Exactly, but that's, such as gambling. You got to plan until you get punched in the face,
that's
right?
It's really difficult, too, for you to be live betting on something you're not watching.
Well, it's like... Well, because I was watching it, and when you're watching someone illegally streaming it, you're on a delay as it is. And so I was just watching the bets to make sure that, I was cashing, right? Because as soon as Malott got out to, minus 3,000, I'm like, we're good. We're money. And then it just kept on getting higher, -3,500, -4,000. I was like, all right.
Yeah, he was cruising.
This is easy, yeah.
He was cruising.
And then, of course, then he got punched in the face. So.
Yeah, exactly. Got punched in the face, and Neil Magny does what Neil Magny does.
Yeah, exactly.
And he cashes as a big-time underdog.
Exactly. And so. Now we've got a couple UFC fight nights that aren't great.
But then real quick, bad night for Canada.
Oh, yeah, bad night,
night for Canada. I think they were like 1-7.
Yeah, but they just walk out. They're like, sorry, and then just walk out. Like, they don't care. They're like, oh, better luck next time, eh? And then they just leave. Like, they don't care.
That's what I was telling you. Like, yeah, the crowd was not going to be a factor. You were not going into intimidating territory.
No, this is Brazil. They're throwing chairs and stuff.
Exactly.
No, nuh-uh. They're passionate.
Yeah.
Not in Canada. Just like, oh, all right.
A couple of those Brazilians probably not on the UFC roster anymore because they're dead.
Let's go. The Oilers are playing. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Blackhawks and Oilers tonight.
I knew that for sure.
So, all right. So, some UFC fight nights we'll get to. Some news for UFC 300. Not the news we want.
No.
We want a Bilal Muhammad fight. But instead, we're getting UFC signing Kayla Harrison from the PFL. And she's going to fight Holly Holm at UFC 300. I hope this is not on the main card.
It's going to be.
It doesn't say. What's weird? Okay, so you said that to me the other day. We were talking about this in passing, and I went to the schedule.
Yeah.
And I know this probably isn't set, but on ESPN's website, they have this as a early prelim fight. They have Bo Nickel and Cody Brundage starting the prelims.
First prelim.
The first prelims.
That makes sense.
Okay. Then Calvin Kattar. And and Aljamain Sterling. Okay, then Jiří Procházka, Alexander Rakic, and then Oliveira and Armin Sarukian is the final fight of the main prelims.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. Right now
there's only two fights on the main card right
nine,
now.
Nine, there's 10 fights already announced. So
yeah.
Likely we're going to have 4 or 5 more fights added to this card.
They only have two fights on the main card right now.
And Zhao Yongnan, right,
yeah,
for the women's, and then Gaethje Holloway?
Yeah.
Because it's the BMF?
Yeah.
See, my prediction would be you're getting one more title fight, and then you're going to get Holm and Harrison and Oliveira and Sarukian on the main card.
So then there's only one more fight.
Yeah, the title fight. So you get the title.
You're
going to get one more title fight, Whaley, Gaethje, Oliveira, and Harrison.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah. And then everything else kind of filters down. But if they, they make a big splash because, they were really trying to see if they could get Dreykus back.
They were asking
to back. And then, look, it's a quick turnaround.
Face got messed
it's
up,
a quick,
man.
It's such a quick turnaround.
Dude got messed up.
So, if you make the argument that you get Izzy back in the fold and maybe Izzy takes on Khamzat Chimaev for a title eliminator fight, then maybe you're pushing Harrison and Holm. But I got to think that for Harrison to leave her contract, because she had one fight remaining at the PFL.
Yeah.
She's a millionaire, with the PFL. She's probably their highest priced star.
Yeah. She's the face.
For her to leave that organization and go to the UFC and fight in a weight class she's never competed in before, I think that she probably secured a pretty hefty financial, bag of cash to do this. And part of it might be pay-per-view points because the UFC traditionally doesn't like to give these outlandish fight contracts, and the way that these fighters do make money or more money is on pay-per-view points.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my argument. But right now, if you're telling me that's a prelim fight, fine, because I'm not interested in the fight. I think I'd be only interested if I'm getting assurances. I do believe Kayla Harrison will win the fight if she cuts the weight fine. She already apparently has cut it once. She did a sample cut. I think she easily wins the fight against Holly Holm, and then you get Amanda Nunes back in the fold and Amanda Nunes. But, look, the shine on Kayla Harrison also has lost a little bit of its spotlight because she took a loss. She's no longer undefeated. She took a loss to Larissa Pacheco, who I believe flamed out of the UFC, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So, look. It's star power. The UFC 300 needs it, but they still need a lot more, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And, no offense to Bilal, but like I feel like you need a big title fight.
It's hard to headline. Look, I love you, Bilal. It's hard to headline.
It is
UFC 300.
UFC 300, right?
Yeah.
Right. No offense to him, but like I think like if you got like I know Volk is fighting earlier. That's fine. But Volkanovski, I feel like, my knee, shoulder, something like that. And so, then you move him.
Yeah, sure. But you need more. You need more. I mean, look, 100 was Lesnar and GSP, and then you had Bisping and Dan Henderson. 200 mm-hmm. was Lesnar. It was supposed to be Cormier-Jones. It ended up being Cormier versus Silva. You had Amanda Nunes fighting for the championship against Miesha Tate. You need a big-time star, and you just don't have it on this card quite yet. Now, I don't believe Brock Lesnar will be in the mix for this. Him versus Tom Aspinall would be interesting.
Well, you know what it would be? He's hurt. It would be John Jones. Like a heavyweight, like if he was healthy.
Him versus Aspinall at the head of this card, yes.
Like that, John Jones would be, if he was healthy, he'd be the guy.
Right.
For sure. He would be the guy. Because that's, you would have to go that way. Because he's the biggest name in UFC right now that's not Conor McGregor, just because Conor McGregor's known to everyone.
Right.
You know? But John Jones is also not just as famous, but like in the fighting world, just as big. More literally than figuratively. Yeah,
sure.
You know what I mean? But like if you had Jones fighting on this card, that would be the main
event.
That'd
be fine, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fine, which is everything else falls
into place. I hope it's Bilal because he needs a title shot,
yeah,
but I don't know.
He needs a title shot, he needs a place on the card, and he needs something. But
that could be your second to
Didn't I throw out to you weeks ago there should be three title fights on this card?
Every fight on the main card should be for a belt. Even the BMF title. I'm not gonna do this UFC 300. You know how long it's going to take to get to 400?
Yeah.
Come on.
You think we'll be still doing the podcast?
Maybe. Probably. Chris Bleck and I started doing a podcast a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we used to do a time capsule podcast at the end of the year. And I was like, we probably won't be doing this next year. And it's been 15 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, we probably
will
be.
You're setting the tone.
Okay. We probably will be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, why can't you get five title fights onto this card? Five belts. BMF doesn't count, you know, but it can count. You know what I mean? Because it's a belt. Have that be first, and then do four more title fights. What else you got? What else you got?
I'm just pulling up the champions right now. So Makhachev's not fighting because he's hurt.
Okay.
Alexander Pantoja, he just fought. O'Malley's fighting later in 2 months. Volkanovski's next month. Leon Edwards is I don't know what the hell he's doing.
I don't know what Leon's doing.
And then there's Paheya. Like, what about him? Him versus Magomed Ankalaev.
Okay.
Like, just book that fight.
I mean, we're talking, this is in April 13th, so this is almost 4 months away. Dreykus can be fine by then. It's not that quick of a turnaround. It's 4 months. Come on.
Sure. Dreykus versus Izzy?
Yeah, why not?
For the middleweight strap?
Do it.
And then Bilal versus Leon?
Bilal versus Leon. There you go. We just booked the card.
Booked the card. Easy.
You're welcome, Dana White.
Yeah.
Speaking of Conor McGregor, who we talked a little bit about earlier, I sent you today the trailer for Roadhouse, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, coming out on Amazon Prime on March 21st. And I know you've seen Roadhouse, right?
I was going to ask you the same question. Knowing, believing in me 99.9% that you had seen it.
Of course.
Because it's a classic.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best movies I've ever made.
I mean, it's one of the best worst movies
ever
made.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Fine.
It's got great fights. It's a horribly, like, the lines are awful. The writing's horrible.
The lines are awful.
But whatever.
It has Sam Elliott.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze. It's awesome.
Terry Funk.
Yeah. Come on, it's great. Of course I've seen it.
Okay.
I want to watch a dude get his throat ripped out. Of course. Get killed by a taxidermied bear.
Yeah, a guy that
Let's do this. It's great.
Exactly.
So today when I saw this came out, Jake Gyllenhaal is playing Dalton.
Yep.
And Conor McGregor is making his acting debut as Knox.
Yeah.
And like the trailer looks good.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to watch this movie.
No, I saw the director.
It's the guy from Born Identity.
Born Identity,
yeah.
He did Jumper,
yeah.
He did Go. Mm-hmm. He did a couple of other
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Some really entertaining and good films.
Listen, the action looks good. Jake Gyllenhaal's a good actor.
Like, he's in the UFC. Like, do you remember? It was, I think, like it last.
It was 3 or 4 months ago.
That he went to the weigh-ins. Yeah. Right, exactly. So
they filmed it, and everybody was like, what's that for? It's for Roadhouse.
Right.
So you and I know this, and I felt good being able to nerd out about MMA and Conor McGregor. But when I showed it to Carmen DeFalco and Waddle, they're like, what happened to Conor? He got huge. And I'm like, yeah, dude, he's at 185 now. Yeah. Like, this is insane. Yeah,
he's
like,
fighting in a couple months.
And I'm like, allegedly, he's not doing anything. But right. Allegedly, he might be. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
And they're like, he looks insanely big. I'm like, yeah, he's fighting 30 pounds heavier than he normally does. And so they were amazed at how big he's gotten. You know, but we've seen him, you know,
balloon up to
that size. And we know that he's fighting at 185. And I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going to be a good actor. I think he's going to get the fighting stuff down fine because he's a fighter. Like, that's what he does. So the fighting scenes should be good. Jake Gyllenhaal is a good actor. And I think he obviously took this seriously. Listen, if you got paid to work out, I would look like that too.
Sure.
But I don't get paid.
And there's a couple other actors that I recognize. I don't know their names.
Yeah, there's like the guy that plays like the asshole billionaire in a couple other things. He plays the asshole billionaire that wants to tear down the Roadhouse.
I think the gay guy from Broad City, did you ever watch that show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in it too. He plays like someone that gets his arm broken
right, exactly.
By Jake Gyllenhaal. Like the one-liners are going to be good.
Very good, yeah.
You know, the guy from, what was that TV show? I just watched it. I just watched the show. He was just in it. Fargo. The new season of Fargo.
Yeah, I just saw it.
He's the guy that Jake Gyllenhaal tells to take a step back and then punch the guy with the knife.
Yeah.
So he's in it. He plays the cop's husband that just sits at home and plays golf all day.
Oh, yeah. He's in it. I saw it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's in it. It looks good. I think it looks good.
I asked Jess, by the way, like, hey, by the way, like, what if this was our situation? Like, I just stayed at home and played golf all day. She's like, we're done.
Yeah,
like,
she would. No.
Forget it.
Yeah, I tried to push that on my wife, too. And I was like, listen, we could rent the downstairs apartment instead. I could turn the basement into a simulator.
Right.
Like, I could get really good at golf. She's like, you're not going to get that good at golf. She just didn't even say, like, it wasn't even a concern that I wouldn't be working. It was that she was like, you'll never get that good at golf.
Never good, right.
Like, she just knows that I'm not that good at golf, that I will never get that good at golf, no matter how much time I spend on a simulator at home. Yeah. So I think it looks good. I wonder how much, because I saw today, the first time I saw it today, the UFC tweeted it out. So I wonder how much cross we're going to get over the next few fight nights and few, you know.
You will see previews for it on every other commercial.
Because
break,
they're using UFC. He used to be a UFC fighter. They're using the UFC branding. They're not just saying, oh, he was an MMA fighter. Or he used to mix martial arts. They're saying UFC stuff in it. So there's going to be a lot of crossover.
I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal is a UFC fighter in the film.
I know. So this is.
There's a scene where it's like, oh my God, that's the former UFC middleweight champion or whatever it is.
I think it's going to be great. Yeah. I'm excited for it.
I just love Roadhouse. I can watch that movie anytime.
Absolutely. I'll probably watch it this weekend when there's not football on Saturday. A little more. I didn't think we were going to talk about this, but since we brought up the UFC and this made me think of this, did you see that earlier this week Netflix signed a deal with the WWE to run Monday Night Raw?
Right.
And we know the UFC has a deal with ESPN right now.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, because WWE and UFC are now tied together.
With TKO.
Yeah. If this will then lead to, because Netflix wants to get in on sports, for sure. And I'm wondering if we'll see, not a pay-per-view, but like we saw like a couple weeks ago with the NFL playoff game that was exclusively on Peacock.
Sure.
If we'll see, because we know like the fight nights are exclusively on ESPN Plus, the main cards. The pay-per-views are pay-per-views on ESPN Plus. They're more expensive. But if you have ESPN Plus, you get the fight nights, right? So I'm wondering if at some point we'll get, because I've always been fascinated by like what sports telecasting will look like 10, 20 years from now.
Sure.
And I don't think the Peacock thing is going away. Like, we might get two playoff games on
It's going to continue to grow, that's for sure.
And so, like, eventually Apple will get involved. Netflix is a huge company. They throw money around like it's nothing. If we'll get a Netflix-only, you know, UFC, not necessarily pay-per-view, but it could get to that point where you get Netflix, to have a UFC, whatever it is, when we get to that point, 350 or three something, or just a fight night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, obviously, all that is merging and streaming is changing. I don't care. I have every platform, so whatever it is, wherever it is, I'm gonna find it for sure. Speaking of the WWE, by the way, Royal Rumble pool. I just got my text about that. You know, you ever been in a Royal Rumble pool?
I have, but like.
What? It's just gambling. Like, you don't know who's going to win. You just get a number. And
yeah, but they do.
But you don't know the number you're going to get till, like, you get the number, and then, like, okay.
So you're not picking...
the guy. You're picking a number.
You're picking
you
whatever...
you hope that you get Cody Rhodes on number 15. If
whatever
I 15.
Entrance they come, that's the number you get. So if you get 12,
yeah, whoever
you get the
comes
12th
out,
person.
Whoever gets 12, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Okay. And the first time I did one when I was in high school, I ran one.
Yeah.
And I got number 2. And number 2 was Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon won the Rumble.
Oh, no way.
And everybody accused me of, like, cheating. Like,
how am I cheating?
Like, what am I going to do? You saw me pick the number out of the hat.
I'm not Freddie Prinze Jr. I don't write any things. For those of you that don't know, Freddie Prinze Jr. used to write for wrestling. I think he still does.
I think he still does, too. He's on all those documentary and,
that
like,
was
those
wild.
Live
when I
shows.
Found that out,
crazy,
it wild
right?
Wild to me.
Yeah.
Wild to me. Because I was always like, whatever happened to Freddie? Because I grew up in the time where, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. was... like, the guy.
Yeah, sure.
You know? And I was just like, whatever happened to Freddie Prinze Jr.? Did a Google. Oh, my God. He's been writing for Tommy. This is years ago. I figured it out. But still. No, that would be fun. I haven't watched wrestling in years.
Yeah, I'm not going to, like, watch the pay-per-view.
I remember one time, like, a friend of mine got the pay-per-view for his friends. And it was like, we had two separate friend groups that were joined by this one guy. And, like, a couple of us were just like, yeah, I'll go watch.
Yeah, why not?
And, like, Undertaker won, of course, because Undertaker's undefeated at... WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
It was a WrestleMania. So Undertaker was undefeated, so he won, of course. But, yeah, that would be fun. All right. How much?
I think it's like just like $10.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Nothing crazy.
That's good. That's decent.
All right, I'll see if you want to... see if we have any more entries.
Well, like, you're not watching it, though, so how are you going to know who you get?
I'll probably end up watching it. I mean, if you want to go back to like your childhood and you want to watch one wrestling match, no.
Okay.
If you want to watch one wrestling match, you watch the Royal Rumble because it's a battle royal. You don't know who's coming out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you're going to watch like historic matches. No, the Rumble's the best.
Yeah, because the music hits like every 2 minutes.
The Rumble's the best. It was also the best Sega Genesis wrestling game there was. Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
for Sega
Genesis. I played that too.
So
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was so good at that game. I love that game. All right. We'll be back next week. There's a UFC fight night. I'm just looking up to see who it is.
Oh, your girl's fighting.
Yeah. Meatball Molly is fighting. I don't know
she's
if she's
back.
My girl, but.
I just like to say that. I know.
Is this when we're. Are we
she's already? A heavy favorite.
There she is.
Yeah, so I don't think.
Against Diana Belbita.
Yeah, and someone that really struggles with takedowns and stuff. So.
Oh, she's the last fight on the prelims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, there's three. I think there's three entertaining fights. You know, Randy Brown, the King of Kung Fu.
Yeah,
he's always fun.
Salikov, that'll be good.
Renato Moicano is always exciting, and he's taking on Drew Dober. Dober's never in a boring fight.
Yeah, Dober's.
And
good.
You know, Nazardine Imamov and Roman Dolidze. You know, two like top 10, top 15 middleweights. So
yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, we will preview that next week as we are back here on the Unnamed MMA Podcast. Make sure you follow Jordan on Twitter at WoodOnESPN1000. Get all of his picks, FatJackSports.com. Fat Jack is hot. He's been hot with basketball the last few days. He's been hot with the football. Chris Bleck and I will have him on. I believe he was 12-3 on the weekend last week as far as all the props and the NFL and then all the basketball that goes along with it and Jordan's picks as well. So make sure you get Jordan's picks there at FatJackSports.com. Follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. And thank you for listening to the Unnamed MMA Podcast.